like maneuvering jets. The carrion spike slowed considerably as she reached the crest of her tortuous loop. But once arrived, the ship delivered a triple barrage of laser fire that forced four of the starfighters to diverge, one of them shearing away a piece of the tanker's elevated aft bridge before spinning out of control and exploding. Vader's voice boomed through the net.
Yellows 3 and 4, 10 and 12, form up on Yellow 2 and follow our attack run. Direct continuous fire at the Corvette's command center.
Tarkin mimicked Vader's evasive maneuvers, while the four starfighters raced in to join them. Then the half-dozen banked as one to begin their runs. Maintaining fire discipline, Tarkin tightened his hand on the joystick and swooped in, the astromech transmitting targeting data to the cockpit's display screen. Beams began to find their way through the shields and pock the Corvette's gleaming hull. One after the next, the starfighters harried the larger ship, drenching the shields with ion fire as she dropped under the lightly armored hull of the tanker for a third time.
They can't hide inside those shields for much longer,
Vader said over the net.
Echelon formation on Yellow 2 and re-engage.
They launched their attack as the carrion spike was drifting up alongside the tanker's starboard side. Tarkin's targeting reticle went red, and the laser lock tone filled the cockpit. He dived and was going for a kill shot when proximity alarms began to blare, and he glanced up in time to see six ARC-170s spring from one of the tanker's forward bays. Leaning on the joystick, he slewed hard to starboard, his shots going wide of their mark as the tactical net grew cacophonous with shouts of caution. Vader's Eta 2 and the rest of the B-Wings fanned out in search of clear space as the ARC-170s reeled into their midst, narrowly avoiding collisions.
Abort the run,
Vader told everyone. Tarkin opened the battle net to the Goliath. Contact the tanker administrator. Order him to recall his fighters at once. They're creating chaos out here. The specialist at the far end of the communications link acknowledged the request, then returned a moment later to deliver the bad news.
Governor Tarkin, the administrator has refused the order.
Refused? On what pretext?
Sir, he replies that the tanker is his property and that you are not his governor.
Goliath, do you have a clear visual on the carrion spike?
Affirmative, sir.
Then ready your proton torpedoes to target the Corvette as soon as she appears at the crest of the tanker hull.
All due respect, sir, the tanker and the Corvette might as well be joined at the hip.
It was the voice of the Goliath's commander.
And with our starfighters all over the field, one stray torpedo...
I'm well aware of the risk, Commander, Tarkin said, giving full vent to his anger. Inform your casualty notification officers that I'll assume personal responsibility for any collateral damage.
Execute Governor Tarkin's orders, Commander,
Vader said, in a calm voice that at once managed to be full of menace.
Yes, Lord Vader. Readying the warhead launch system.
The carrion spike was just short of crowning when her ion engines blazed to life and the ship hurtled away from the tanker in the direction of the escort carrier, firing all guns as she fled. All vigilance abandoned, Vader and Tarkin broke rimward in a flurry of evasive maneuvers while lines of destruction probed for them. Vader ordered what remained of the squadron to tighten up their ragged formation.
Enable countermeasures and pursue. That ship must not be allowed to jump.
But the carrion spike's laser cannons were already beginning to find their marks. Yellows 5 and 12 vanished in blinding explosions, adding debris to the obstacle course Vader and Tarkin had embarked on. Tarkin reopened the battle net to the Goliath. What are you waiting for? Why aren't you firing?
Sir, the Corvette has disappeared from our scanners.
Fire along the path of a last logged vector, Tarkin said. Engage the tractor beam. The escort carrier began firing at extreme range, its energy beams lancing off into local space. Vader and Tarkin were still spearheading the chase when a massive, rippling explosion erupted behind them. Tarkin looked over his left shoulder to see the tanker burst open in a roiling outpouring of fire and gas that annihilated all the ARC-170s and singed the tails of Yellow Squadron's trailing starfighters. When the expanding shockwave caught up with him, it overwhelmed the V-Wing, propelling it through end-over-end spins and lateral gyrations that refused to abate. After a long moment, the starfighter's systems came back online, and he heard Vader's voice over the tactical net.
The carrion spike has jumped to hyperspace.
Anyone else survive? Tarkin managed to ask. The Goliath responded.
Two starfighters, in addition to the escort carrier.
Tarkin lifted his face to the canopy to find that he was facing what was left of the tanker, still belching fire and beginning a spiraling death plummet into Findar's atmosphere. What struck him, however, as he regained his senses, was that neither the carrion spike nor the Goliath had fired the shot that had doomed it.